Do you have doubts, or do you simply have difficulties? People will sometimes tell me that they have doubts about certain teachings of the Catholic faith. Might concern something strictly theological, like the Trinity or the virgin birth of Jesus, or it might be something that has to do with a moral matter, like the prescription against artificial contraception or in vitro fertilization. But what I want to know is this: do these people actually have doubts, or are they simply experiencing what St. John Henry Newman referred to as difficulties? One of Newman's best-known sayings is this one, 10,000 difficulties do not make one doubt. 10,000 difficulties do not make one doubt. It's normal to have difficulties. It's normal to have difficulty understanding the Blessed Trinity. It's normal to have difficulty grasping how God became man in Christ Jesus. It's even normal to have difficulty understanding the reasons behind some of the Church's moral teachings. But all those difficulties put together and multiplied by 10,000 do not add up to one single doubt. As Cardinal Newman indicates in that line I quoted a few moments ago, difficulties and doubts are qualitatively different things. This is something that many sincere believers, don't seem to realize. Hence, they confuse the two realities. They ponder, they wonder, they question, and they think they're having doubts, when in actuality, they're simply experiencing difficulties, some of which even the great saints experienced in their lives. Take our Blessed Mother at the Annunciation. If you read this story from Luke 1 that we just heard, without knowing the difference between difficulties and doubts, you might make the mistake of thinking that Mary actually doubted the Lord, especially when she said to Gabriel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" But that's not true. Mary didn't doubt, not for one single second. However, she did experience a number of difficulties that initially she couldn't make sense of. For example, when the angel first appeared to her and extended his famous greeting, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you," it says that Mary was, and here I quote, "greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be." Mary had difficulty understanding why God's angel would appear to her, a lowly maiden of Nazareth, and what the purpose of his visit was. And you might say, "But Father Ray, Mary was so holy, why wouldn't God send an angel to her?" Yes, she was. And to us, that makes perfect sense. But people who are truly holy don't think they're special. People who are truly holy think they're ordinary because they're so humble. And Mary, because she was sinless, was even more humble than all the other great saints of the Church's history. So her reaction was completely understandable. It was a difficulty. It wasn't a doubt. Then we have her famous question about how the conception of the Son of God would occur. It begins with the words, "How can this be?" which seem to imply doubt. At first glance, it appears as if Mary is saying to Gabriel, "Can God possibly do such a thing?" But once again, we're in the realm of difficulty, not doubt. This verse, incidentally, is one of the clearest indications in Scripture that Mary was always a virgin, even after the birth of Jesus. Many Protestants, of course, don't believe that. They think that Mary was a virgin up to the time of our Lord's birth, but that she and Joseph lived a normal married life afterward, normal conjugal life. However, if the Protestant view is true, then Mary's question to the angel makes no sense. If Mary intended on living a normal conjugal life with Joseph after Jesus' birth, why would she have asked the question about how the conception of the Savior would occur? We have no reason to think that Mary was ignorant of the basic principles of biology. The way the question is phrased indicates that Mary and Joseph intended to refrain from relations during their entire marriage, which supports the Catholic teaching that Mary's virginity was perpetual, not just temporary. And so once again, we're dealing with a difficulty, not a doubt. Based on the vow she had made to the Lord to be continent even after her marriage, Mary had difficulty understanding how she was going to get pregnant and have a child. Gabriel, of course, told her how, and that eliminated the difficulty, after which Mary expressed her faith, the faith that was in her heart from the beginning. She said, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word." Mary needed Gabriel's help to deal with the difficulties she experienced at the Annunciation. At times, we may also need help to deal with our difficulties. Do we seek that help with our difficulties quickly and effectively, or do we just sit back and let them multiply? 10,000 difficulties do not make a doubt, that's true. But even a few difficulties can lead to doubt if they're never addressed. Just ask your ex-Catholic friends who are now Jehovah's Witnesses, or Evangelical Protestants, or Scientologists, or atheists. Obviously, all these people had difficulties with the Catholic faith that were never addressed. At least they were never addressed in a satisfactory way. Consequently, they ended up embracing another religion, or by rejecting religion entirely. This is one of the reasons why we have our youth group here at St. Pius every Thursday night. We want our young people to have a place where they can come to deal with the spiritual and moral difficulties they have as young people. My pastor when I was growing up, Father Pat Rotundi in Barrington, helped me address my difficulties when I was a teenager a few years ago. But I know the positive difference that made on my life. At a crucial time in my development, it helped me keep my head on straight, more or less. Bottom line is this, my brothers and sisters, none of us can avoid difficulties. In a sense, that's the bad news. Everybody with faith experiences them. Even our Blessed Mother Mary did. But the good news is, even if our personal difficulties are serious and challenging and numerous, we can always avoid doubts if we want to.